A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Sissies, we are in a state.
Is there a new flavor of Oreos?
No.
Oh, they finally started a gay men who can knit subreddit?
No! And if they did that subreddit, I would report it for being sad.
Well, what is it then? Some new Keira Knightley movie?
Close. Sissies, we are excited for Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Now on Hulu. Oh yeah, it looks delish, and the guys are really hot.
It's not only about the hot men, Maddie. This is a high-class show, and Lisa Vanderpump is taking us across the pond. Sissies, in this gorgeous new show, you can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
With really hot French guys?
No. Well, maybe. Stop distracting me. Sissies, meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance,
and misadventures.
But don't get it twisted. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests.
True. And Lisa has a staff. Mixologists, chefs, housekeepers, event coordinators, and a chateau manager.
Who's really, really hot.
I knew you'd get there. But sissies, not everybody has what it takes.
Oh no, it gets messy. So get prepared, sissies, because Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Ready, Stace?
Ready, Darce.
Here we go.
It's our big hit.
Swims.
Sisters. Sisters, there were never such devoted sisters.
Stacy is the one who's always got my back.
Yeah, Darcy's love of life, that's a lot to unpack.
True!
Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing.
House of 11, we've had lots of guy trouble, that's well known.
I've got a fiancé and she's alone.
Wow.
All kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain or sun. We've got tight faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one.
Take it, Darce.
Manifest our twin power.
Scooter bapa dee bahada
woo dee dee the twins. Appa dappa. Hat da ga. Ooh, my boobs shake when I do that. Ooh. Ooh, ah.
Ready to fly. Ready to got wings.
Listen. You know, I know I just said 10 minutes ago that I didn't like Georgie. And I thought he was a snake in a hey, we're Cabernet over here, Jerry. Thanks. But now, this energy is giving me, it's great. And I spilled a little bit of my wine, and I peeked under the table, and that his bulge looked big. So I'm going to say,
You know what? And I think I've been wrong, too. I might have been a little wrong. You know, could have been someone else. Who told me. Maybe the person who told me it was wrong. Maybe they told me the one. Maybe someone else said it. When the money runs out, he's gone.
When money run out.
I didn't realize how bad Debbie's makeup was.
It's terrible.
I did realize this time. I didn't realize last week. Welcome to Darcy and Stacey.
It looks like those models from the Simply Irresistible model,
yes.
Robert Palmer,
yes.
But they went too heavy.
Which is saying something. It's a little frosty.
Yeah. I don't know what she's doing. We speculated. Is it COVID? Is she
over paranoid for COVID.
Yeah.
You know what? Actually, you cannot be over paranoid for COVID. Oh, so just very cautious.
But we've seen her before.
Yeah.
Maybe she's got a pre-existing condition. We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
But,
so
yeah,
I never can fault someone for...
But I don't know why they just don't say, yeah, Debbie's not taking any chances during COVID.
I wish they would say that.
They could have made a point of it.
It's weird that she's not here. She's just sitting up there with that on that latte glass, just looking at everybody. It's very... Y'all, this is Darcy and Stacey.
Someone else told me that was
Season 2, Episode 7, Fights and Flights.
And y'all, we think we're here at dinner to hash it out. And I think we are. Stacey is basically saying, we never really get to the bottom of American trash.
No. It's he said, she said, literally. Right. And so,
but you're right. The magic that happened when he said, when Raina's like, is this bitch goes broke tomorrow?
Yeah, she goes broke tomorrow. Are you gonna? Is anybody gonna eat those olives? Are you gonna stay? Or are you gonna go now?
She also says, I felt good vibes from Georgie.
And this is different Georgie today.
Did you know when he said, you know, I stay with Darcy, she's a strong person. I'm like, Darcy? Is that what we're talking about? Darcy's a strong person?
Georgie said strong person because he knows that's the best compliment you can give.
That's true.
Give Darcy.
She falls apart like...
If you tell Darcy...
Cling wrap.
If y'all ever meet Darcy...
No, cling wrap is actually pretty strong.
Cling wrap is pretty strong. Almost more kind of like wet tissue paper.
Yeah.
Y'all, if you see Darcy, tell her, say,
so
Darcy,
strong.
You're a strong woman. And you know what? I would wear a House of 11 shirt that says, stay strong.
Oh, yeah.
For in a second.
Staying strong.
Staying strong. We need to make shirts that say, well, I don't know if that's their thing. We don't want a problem.
It's
well,
sue us.
But no, ours goes to charity.
Her father would come in.
All of ours goes to charity. That's true. We can do it. We should.
Doesn't matter. We'd be taking money out of the Silver Twins.
Oh, well.
Mouths.
If not, Darcy and Stacey, y'all don't listen.
We'd be taking but, surgery money away
but
from
what
them.
But when we said staying strong,
sorry,
I like that.
Not surgery. Body revisions.
Body revision. So
I love that term.
It's what I'm going to use.
Body revisions.
Yeah. So Stacey says, well, what about Octavia? What about the Sugar Mama site?
Sugar Mama.
Did you say them when the money's out that you're
when
out?
The money goes out, you're gone.
And Georgie really, he...
Is this
he,
for life?
He really kind of convinces them and... And Debbie just says, well, maybe that person's lying to me. And this is what...
Maybe that other person was lying to me.
It's interesting, y'all. I'll be honest. This storyline feels super scripted. But if it is, Darcy's the fucking Glenn Close of reality television.
I was less bothered by this than what happened later in the episode.
Oh, I don't think that was fake. I think that was real, and I was bothered
right.
by it, too. But I'm just saying, this feels... It feels a little bit like a... What's this storyline? Or was Debbie just making it up, and Darcy didn't know?
Here's my issue. We have... This is episode, what, 7 or episode 8?
I think it's 7.
7. We have flip-flopped back and forth whether Darcy can trust... Georgie, every episode.
I honestly think, Darcy and Georgie don't have a lot of problems. Well,
I don't know.
I do think they have problems, but I don't think they have as many problems as they have to make
yeah.
the show.
I
don't think Georgie is that dramatic.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a way of seeing it. I pretty much agree with you there. I just don't like, we're going to talk about this, they really don't talk to each other well.
No.
And especially him to her. But however, I see all of his points when we're going to talk about them. I'm kind of team Georgie.
I think the person that talks worse is Darcy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, you said him to her. I think her to him.
Yeah.
So.
Let's go on through this. So Raina and Debbie were basically saying, people lied to me. Stacey's like, it's good to meet the real Georgie tonight. Good to meet the real one. I like this Georgie.
Listen, Muscles Leaky. Listen. Look at me in the face. Look at me in the face, because I'm telling you, this is true for it. You see my eye?
Your eyes are crossing.
I apologize. I'm going to own that. Appreciate it. Apologize. We're good.
That is a real hallmark of your Raina, is to always hiccup halfway through.
Well, that is
what she says.
That's
you
what she
know is. You got that drunk person from like Andy Griffith.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Y'all, if we're playing a drunk character, they will always hiccup halfway through a sentence.
Yeah, it's true. And Debbie's like, it's over. It's good.
Everything's
it's
over. Why not? Why am I gonna complain about? And then go back to COVID.
Stacey looks at Georgie and she says, this night made me think I know you. And even Georgie gets kind of emotional.
It all happened really quickly.
But he gets moved. Like, you can tell, like, he, like, his voice kind of cracked, and they give a hug. And Darcy's over there just, she's laid out. Just,
and here's the thing. And her huge butterfly eyelashes just like in the wind.
Oh, God.
They can't have candles at the table.
Ooh, no, not again.
No more pain.
I just want life and love.
No more.
My headphones fell off. That was dramatic.
But they can't have candles at the table because the candles always get extinguished by the... by the actual Chinese fan eyelashes.
That or hair extensions catch on fire real quick. Real quick.
Don't get those horsehair ponytails near an open flame. So,
Darcy just looks at him. She's like, I'm really grateful to feel your love and your openness. That's what I'm grateful for.
Let's move on. So... This is what I need to ask you.
Yeah.
With this little 10 minutes, what is this supposed to do? What are we supposed to...
I think we're supposed to trust Georgie now.
Okay.
We're supposed to trust Georgie.
Remember, you guys, we've said this before. Reality show editing, reality show storytelling is all about exactly that. Telling a story and how we feel about these people. Mm-hmm. And so we're supposed to trust Georgie.
I think it goes back and forth.
Yeah.
Honestly, because I think that's all of Darcy's relationships. They're all roller coasters.
I'm just saying, does it need to be that way every episode?
I can see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I think that Darcy's relationships are that, not volatile, because that sounds violent, but they're that...
quixotic.
Yes.
Okay.
Just everything is just, I think that's Darcy's like day. I think in think about it. I think Darcy probably,
that's exhausting.
I love Darcy. We love Stacy.
I don't want to ever be in a relationship with her.
I think Darcy is really exhausting to be in a relationship with. And we see later on in this episode.
I think Stacy is a little more even keeled.
No, I said Darcy. That's what I said, Darcy.
So they are, Stacy and Florian, y'all, they're going to the doctor's appointment, the fertility specialist, drive faster. Florian's like, drive faster.
He's like,
it's not snow.
It's not snow. It's not good. No good snow.
So, and she's like, so we're at the doctor. I need you to be open-minded. Don't just assume. And of course, Florian says, this sounds like anti-mask, anti-vax. No, doctor, say different things. I could go to another doctor. He tell me same thing. Different. Relax, boo-boo.
But you know Stacy's stressed because Florian will just flat out tell the doctor, no, not true.
Yeah,
And she is so stressed because I watch, for every episode, I watch the 6-minute inside.
I've never watched those.
It's really good to watch the inside Darcy and Stacy because you get a little tidbits. But also, you kind of get used to their new faces. Can you, like, recognize them more?
Oh, right.
I don't mean that as a dig. I just mean they look...
Both of them have new faces now.
Y'all, when you get a nose job, it completely changes what you look like.
And they've kind of sheared off their faces.
It's very... So I'm just kind of, like, watching it. You just kind of get
them
more.
What do they call those noses? What are they?
Barbie
pixie nose. Nose? Barbie
they call
noses?
Them Barbie noses. Noses. Yeah.
Yeah.
But so...
Provisions.
And they talk about it on the episode, but they show more of the car ride of Stacy and Florian. And it really is. She is so stressed about everything. It shows like production going, Darcy or Stacy, you missed the bank again. She really missed it 3 times.
Oh, yeah. We saw that later. Yeah. So they're doing the blood test. And she's like, it's kind of hard to make a fist with these nails.
I love that. I love it.
Because they're so awful.
She can't even like, she's just kind of like pressing. And so
y'all come at us. Listeners, do y'all have nails like
oh,
these?
Oh yes. Some women do. Yeah.
These are extreme.
The, woman, who used to work at her front desk had nails that way.
They're and just, she just so
had,
much.
She had a baby. And I thought, how do you wipe your baby's butt? Like if you're wiping your baby's ass with those nails, is there always just baby shit it's on just, your nails.
And I'm like,
it seems unhygienic.
Be extra if you want, but I just think they're just not practical.
Well, you know, though, that comes from the long, it's the status. The longer your nails, right. Like the more rich
yeah, it's
you
very,
look.
Very mafia, very kept
the,
wife.
The less you have to do.
Right. I get it. It's still just to me. Just
not me. Give me good lesbian hands with short nails. That's just, somebody I can trust. Just get shit done.
Every time I see them, especially Stacey's, they're always messy and.
Yeah. But seriously, y'all. Do any of y'all have a baby with nails that long? Do you just have, even not a yeah. baby, when you wipe your own poop, do you just have poop on your nails?
Ooh.
That's what I think
but
about.
But even like typing on a computer, it seems like it would
no,
be hard.
No, they do everything flat.
Okay,
all
I see.
Flat. It's all, and it yeah, and it's just, which I would think would give your hand, but it's just, they look like little penguin fingers, just kind of walking. It's the same for texting because they can't text.
Right. So they tick, tick,
they text
tick,
on
tick,
like,
tick.
Yeah.
So Florian is sitting over there and I'm like, give him some of your blood, please.
Please.
He's about to pass out.
Y'all, he's exhausted from taking off her shoes.
My favorite quote from him is she wore these ridiculous snakeskin boots.
She's wearing a sweatshirt. She's wearing a matching sweatsuit with snake skin boots.
And he says, every time I help Stacy with shoes, it's her. I wish she wear flip-flops every day.
Flip-flop. She's not.
That's never going to happen. So they're doing the old...
And you know, adults over 35 shouldn't wear flip-flops. You're playing with fire.
Well, every time I wear flip-flops, I hurt my foot somehow.
Because you're playing with fire.
I know.
Y'all, unless you're by a pool, if you're 35 years old... Now, yeah.
It is easy in Los Angeles to wear flip-flops everywhere. It's
now,
easy.
My own mother would hate this because my mother loves a bedazzled sandal.
Yep.
I think that's why women wear flip-flops a lot. They want to show off their toes.
I think it's just easy. I think it's more convenient.
I just don't feel supported.
I agree. I'm just saying.
I don't know how you do it.
I've taken to wearing tennis shoes now because I hurt myself otherwise.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How many times have you twisted your ankle in flip-flops?
Lots.
Y'all, and when I say lots, like four times. Like it's bruised and...
Yeah, that's...
Never mind, I don't want to say that because I don't want to put it on in the universe.
Thank you. So they're doing the ultrasound. She's like, oh. And Florian's nope. No.
What the fuck is happening? I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Do we know much about Florian's past?
I don't think we do.
He's from...
Albania.
Albania, yes. Is he from like a small village where there's no electricity? Like they go to get water? It just seems
He does seem like a woodland sprite who doesn't know a lot about birth and babies or female anatomy.
This is just a simple sonogram. This is nothing. He's like, whoa.
Yeah, I don't think he's ever been around. I think things like this freak him out because it feels clinical and it feels, I don't understand machine. Yeah.
It is. Like he doesn't understand why Stacy uses a stove to cook off instead of like a fire.
Yeah. I agree. Which is strange.
So maybe he's from a small town? I don't get it.
His style of clothes he wears is so Eastern European gay.
Gay and kind of like someone who lives in a city.
Yep, I agree with you. He is a contradiction. He is an enigma. Or maybe he's not that deep.
Maybe.
So turns out, you guys, she's got a small cyst on her ovary and she doesn't have a lot of eggs left, they say. They're going to find out what's happening. Now, she's 46 years old, so we're expecting that, because 46 is pretty an advanced age to expect that you have a lot of eggs left.
Producer said, she said, Stacy, what's going on in your mind right now?
Well, I don't know. I don't have a lot of eggs, but I have a cyst. Need to stay strong. Sit strong. Florian, get my boots. So this is intense. I will say this is real, and this fertility struggle and this fertility drama is a valid and common plot point for reality shows.
Yeah.
This I can read. It's paid off throughout. Mm-hmm. But the Darcy Georgie thing is just ping pong for me.
I
know you said that's her life, but I'm just a little dissatisfied
with
the way it's all kind of stagnant.
Well, I'll kind of give you my kind of thesis on it once we talk about kind of the interaction, which I think, are we there? I think we're there, actually.
Yeah, we are.
So, y'all, they're getting stuff ready. It's the final night before she heads to Turkey, and the girls are coming over, and they're making
kebabs.
They're coming over making kebabs. You know, I think it's an introduction. It's just going to go better. Let me put in another cough drop, everyone,
okay,
because I think it's time for Darcy and Stacy Theater.
I'm in mommy mode.
Okay. I'll be playing Darcy.
I'll be playing Georgie.
Peter will be playing Georgie.
And probably some of the girls if we need to get that in there.
So we're making dinner. We're in a kitchen.
Got a big horsehair ponytail out.
Yes.
Frayed.
I do want to say, by the way, when Stacy went to the doctor.
Looked great.
Her makeup. Yeah. Snatch, she looked fantastic.
I don't know.
I want to know that skin cream she's trying, Georgie said, because she looks great.
I need to know. She's so up and down with her look. Sometimes it looks like her facial features are just kind of pushed together like Mr. Potato Head.
It's the bronzer.
Is it? It works for her.
She gets too bronze, and she puts too much bronzer on, and it contours her face. And if you put too much bronzer on, it changes the look of your face by the shadow.
Very
it's
severe.
Shadow.
Yeah.
Less bronzer is better for her.
But like when she woke up in the morning and her eyelash was hanging down.
Stacey, stick to like a NARS orgasm blush. That's all the bronzer you need.
So
my favorite blush.
They're cooking dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Girls are coming over.
And
here we go.
Action. Making kebabs. Oh, yeah. What's that, Georgie?
Yes,
what's that,
boss.
Georgie recipe?
I need
that, Georgie, that secret sauce. Secret sauce.
You want to make salad? I'll make salad. Okay. You can make
salad. Seem a little low, you know. Everything okay?
This is my upbeat voice.
You sure?
Yeah, whatever, boss. Sure.
If you're hungry, you can eat that peanut butter. If you want to eat that $5 peanut butter, ooh.
See, where you go. You're complaining about $5 peanut butter. Always something. You talk down to me.
What?
Talk down to me. Let it go. Let's let it go.
Okay.
Sure, boss.
I'm just gonna chop on this countertop and ruin this knife and not use a cutting board at all.
Careful.
Okay. But there's not enough meat.
No, it's plenty of meat. No, there's not enough meat there for you. No, you need more meat.
Nope. It's not enough. I don't think I can. Okay. Sure. You don't want to cook enough meat.
See,
from a
there
girl.
You're being nasty and rude.
What?
Being nasty.
What?
Nasty.
What?
Being nasty and rude.
What? No, it's just this. I don't want to. I can't have this energy. I cook meals with my girls. I did this with he who might not be named, you know.
Oh no,
didn't go good.
I think you'll miss him. You'll talk about him so much. You talk about him all the time. Why don't you go back to Jesse?
No,
why don't you go back to him?
I don't want
Maybe
Jesse.
You should do it.
No, you're treating me like now, like Jesse treated me. I don't like that.
I don't deserve this.
I'm a strong woman.
You talk down to me. You're nasty.
What? Just.
That's not how you make kebab.
I just want to be loved.
And scene. Y'all, this was hard to watch.
This was hard to watch because I think this was real.
I think I agree. And Georgie is petulant like a child. And that's the kind of thing. Yes, Darcy is annoying with all her little Darcyisms.
Mm-hmm.
And Stacy has a little bit of that too. And Florian just lets it go water off a duck's back until he chooses his moments for mm-hmm. things that are serious.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't do that with Darcy, she's going to feel attacked.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like she's, it's one of the two things. She's either the butt of the joke, like she was with Tom always, or she's always trying to appease someone like she was with Jesse. She's always trying to appease.
But, yeah, I think, and they talk about like this, they're even talking about the peanut butter.
I can see her saying, well, buy $5 peanut butter. We think we are, made of money.
And he says, you buy $1,000 shoes and never wear them. So, with Darcy and George, I can see why you think he acts like a petulant child. I can see that. What I feel like I see, I think Georgie is broken down.
Yeah.
I think Darcy's a hard person to be in a relationship with. I think, and I think, we're going to see this later, but Darcy sabotages every relationship she has.
She says, don't trigger me. Don't trigger me and make the energy off when the girls are here.
Yeah, she said, she's like,
everything is an Instagram
and
post about triggering and energy. And
if you notice, well, that's kind of in more than, but it's, Darcy can't stand, she says at the dinner, she's like, I just want everybody happy. I just want everybody happy.
Yeah,
which
confrontation.
Means, somebody says that, yes, they don't want everybody happy. It means they can't deal with confrontation. And it also means when I tell you something that can be construed as negative, you're going to take that as an attack and not me just telling you my feelings.
Yeah. Yeah, it was interesting.
Not a good
because,
place to be in.
And when she tries to talk about her feelings, it's always stuff like, I'm trying to be open. And it's not, she's,
it's not feelings.
It's not feelings.
She's not actually saying.
Right. She's saying this kind of bad, men are from Mars, women are from Venus doublespeak.
Well, we're going to talk about this after the break, but she actually talks a lot about what people, the way people are treating them, not how she's feeling about
right.
it. So, y'all, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Okay, this is why why Darcy is my favorite, because...
She's broken?
But we're all broken.
I agree.
And Darcy, to me, I think we've had a lot of listeners that have said, you know, I've seen parts of myself in Darcy. And I think that's why
the most frustrating parts.
I started playing Darcy.
Yep.
And you, Stacy, because I think you and I relate to them, and that the way they handle being uncomfortable, vulnerability.
Oh yeah.
Back in my day, I handled it more like Darcy, and you would handle it more like we relate to that.
Yeah.
How Darcy and Stacy handle that, and so
I think you're right, and I think one of the reasons she's either beloved or hated is. Because you can tell there's just this aching pit of need that she is barely covering.
And if you watch the show, you can see that. And that's why you realize all of this ridiculous cartoonery.
Yeah.
Cartoonery.
That's a good word.
Because they're all cartoons.
Yeah.
That's what I love about the show. Debbie, Rainey, the casting.
Everyone's a cartoon.
Oh, yep. Even Dad is a mafia cartoon.
Yep, they're all cartoons.
The only kind of non-cartoon
girls
are the girls that are just like...
God, I love those kids.
I love their kids. But it is terrible how Georgie, while they're making food, keeps saying stuff like, maybe you should go to him.
Go to Jesse.
You always talk to him. It does become 5-year-old.
Yeah.
When you're upset, just go
petulance.
Back. But then it's impressive when the girls come over, Dad comes over.
He turns it on.
He turns and he's like, it's not about us.
Right.
And that
he is probably one of the most respectful men we've ever seen her with. Definitely.
I think I think Georgie's a good guy and he's not there for the wrong reasons. I do not believe he's there for the wrong reasons.
I don't even know what's real in this show.
And I think that's very fucking valid.
I question whether Raina and Debbie are actually their friends.
Like if Darcy ends up meeting a count in Turkey and gets married and becomes royalty, I would believe
sure.
it. Sure.
I actually don't think where they're living, they're actually living there.
Yeah.
I feel like they're like one of those work suites things.
Like they got, I thought that this episode went, I wonder if they gave them those apartments for free because they just built them.
Yeah.
And they want to
like. That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
And it's not that we think it's extraordinarily scripted. This show is very fake. And I'm not saying everything's false. That's very different.
Yeah.
I'm saying situations are massaged. So we will get, in a way, we will get authentic reactions.
We get, I think some of it is recreated, like probably something's happened when the camera wasn't on.
Oh, yeah.
And they talk about it, like the peanut butter. That happened when the cameras weren't there.
Right.
But then they brought it up, and Georgie and Darcy is so good at putting herself in the moment she was in.
Yeah.
She's great about it.
So the dad brings over the girls. He's like, yeah, I gotta go. Got a conference call with China in about 10 minutes.
He's gotta kill someone.
Need to order the execution.
Yeah. No, he's going to that lake to have a talk with somebody who's not going to who's not going to
sleep
back
with the fishes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Ooh, Daddy Silva, so, it's hot.
Georgie, there.
So that's when she says, we're going to get some reconstruction.
Body revisions.
He's like, my nose is fine. Mine. She's like, well, you know. And again, it's a metaphor. If you don't own one part of your life, a lot of times you don't own other parts of it. How does Darcy explain getting plastic surgery? She doesn't really talk about it from an emotional place.
No, it's about she's like, getting older. Got to have things that don't fall off.
That she's like, well, the nose is drooping.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, if somebody asks me, if somebody says, Matt, why do you get Botox? And I'm like, I don't like the way it looks. I don't like the way it looks. I look cross. Like, I'm fine, and it makes me feel like I'm not me, and I can kind of say that from a personal place. Darcy doesn't even say that.
No. It's all about trying to build her best self that's not really real.
And it's just where the girls are totally like, we don't get it.
Yeah.
They don't get it at all.
Yeah.
Nobody seems to get it.
They say mom surgeries are, it's hard to keep track of. It's hard to, did she get veneers? Did she get stomach surgery?
So yeah, she is getting veneers. Oh boy, did they get veneers?
Did if you hear Stacey say, no, we're getting the whitest teeth we possibly can.
they're like,
it's like those teeth Ross had on Friends.
Yes.
That glow in the
yes.
dark.
Yes. That was a good episode.
No, y'all, they had to, those veneers like have a glare on them.
Yeah.
It's extreme.
It's extreme.
So we're going to get to see when they wore those, when their teeth were shaved down to those little nubs.
Yeah. Ouch, 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 ouch.
I don't know. I have a feeling I'll probably get veneers in 10 years.
Why? You have nice teeth.
I know, but I want nice white teeth later than I have to do a lot with.
So see, and I want to ask you, why would you want nice white teeth?
Less upkeep.
Okay. But there's no emotional thing to
also,
it?
Also, I've ground my teeth so much.
They're going to be nubs anyway when you're old.
That's why I'm worried it'll already look like that.
Oh.
A lot of people who have teeth grinding go to veneers.
Really?
Yep.
Didn't know that.
Yep.
All right.
I don't know.
I don't have anything against veneers. Honestly, it's just teeth things are painful. It looks so painful.
I think they put you to sleep.
Oh,
maybe they
looks
don't.
Like it hurts
maybe they
so
don't.
Bad.
Maybe they don't.
Come
don't
at us. If you got veneers and it hurt, or fillers. Poodle still wants fillers under his eyes.
That's the only thing I want. That's the only... Because I don't... When you said you look at yourself, you don't like the way it is. I don't look cross. And if I do look cross, that's how I look.
Yeah, when she's bitchy, you know it.
I know. I'm kind of okay with that.
No.
Yeah,
I didn't like that people would say, are you upset? And I'm like, no, I'm not upset at all. It's just I'm getting older and I'm getting that furrow in my brow. And that's why I started getting Botox.
Well, when you look at things,
the inside doesn't match the outside to me.
Which is fine.
And I think that, whereas Darcy...
It does look strange flat when you do it, though.
So I'm fine with it. I don't have it right now, so...
Right.
You should get it done once just to see it.
I don't want it, though.
Oh, well,
like
don't.
I said, the only thing I would do is have
oh,
my
you do
eyes
want
filled.
Microblading on your eyebrows.
Oh, yeah, that's a given.
Well, you should do that. We know someone who does a really good job of it.
It's true.
You're scared, aren't you? It goes away in like 4 months.
I'd do it.
You should do it. Whoa, we should do.
That's what you can get me for my birthday.
We should do.
Microblading.
I will. I will get it for you. And you can get me my fillers for my birthday.
How about I just save an old bottle of Duke's mayonnaise?
Yeah, there
and
you
I do
go.
Them, and I do them, I do the injections myself.
What if we get all new faces for our live
Ooh,
show?
I love it.
We come to the live show November 14th, and you don't even
I'm
recognize
look
us.
I'm like Jocelyn, the Catwoman.
And I'll look like one of those like gay twins, those guys.
Oh, yeah, that human Ken doll.
Yeah.
People go, is that them?
Is that them?
I'm like, I can't really talk now.
No, it's true.
Not really funny anymore either.
Ooh.
So the girls basically say,
it's been a tough day, but I'm putting on a brave face.
They are
enjoying for my daughters. For my daughters.
Anika and Aspen says, we were kind of surprised when they got back together. But we're happy because George is a good cook. He makes really good grills really well. And he makes a good rare cold steak like his soul.
No. Jesse. They said Jesse's steak was cold and rare like his.
Oh, I missed that completely.
Yeah. Someone sent you a dick pic?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Now, here's the deal. I want to say, because it adds context. This is kind of why I think things with Darcy and Georgie are fine, probably. I think they're still together.
And you could totally be right. I just...
Because on the inside, I keep saying Inside Edition with Nancy, whatever.
First look or inside?
The inside Darcy and Stacey.
Yeah, inside the episode.
They show again, and they show how Georgie is so funny with the girls. And actually when he was like joking with them.
Aww.
And like having this repartee, and like they were doing these like weird puppet
things.
So maybe
they don't have problems.
And Darcy even says like, that's one thing I love about Georgie that's different than any guy I've dated is that he gets along with my girls and he's funny and they enjoy each other's company.
I mean, I think that's a fine theory to throw out. I guess I go back and forth between giving them what they show us. But I'm like you. Sometimes I'll go, I think this is made for the cameras.
I don't know. I think part of it is, you know, they have this dinner. The dinner goes well. I'll get to more kind of, but so
she does start to cry because they said, well, what if you get botched?
That botches she that I like that. That she goes,
like, don't say that. She does when she's about to cry, Darcy shakes her head.
She kind of,
I'm gonna film this here. Do it again. Here, go ahead again. Okay, this is what it looks like when
on the Instagram.
This is what it looks like.
Okay,
here. This is Darcy trying not to cry, everybody.
So you be Aniko and Aspen and ask me.
So what if you get botched? What if something happens to you? She shakes her head.
don't cry! Don't cry! That's my girl.
I'm not filming anymore.
All right. Boy, I just go into that place with her.
So bless you.
Excuse me.
So,
but my favorite line of the whole thing is when, and she's like, yeah, that's where we're going to get her teeth done. They're going to be white, real white, real white. And Georgie's like, and the girls are like, oh, you're going to get gold teeth. And Georgie says, oh, you get diamonds.
Diamonds in your teeth.
And the girls are like, well, what if you lose diamonds? And Darcy's like, well, diamonds come and go.
Especially in my life. So later on, Stacy and Florian are doing their errands while they're waiting for the results of fertility exam. And she's like, see if Florian can survive without me. How much money do you need? She's like, $2,000. She's like,
when they're driving and they miss the ATM like three times.
And she kept saying, my cozy.
And I love it. She said in their interview, in the moment, she's like, well, you know, with Florian, it's okay. Florian, it's okay. You can't support. It's fine. I'm his biggest cheerleader. I'm his biggest fan.
No, you're not fan. You my Stacy wife.
And where Darcy shakes her head up and down, when Stacy gets hurt, it looks like a bee stings her on her nose and she just kind of blinks.
Yeah. It's true. So she's like, so you're going to go to strip club? Dollar bills?
No, not strip club.
She's like, we plan to keep touch track of each other. Which this kind of creeped me out. And he's like, it's fine, chill. He's upset because she has to give him money still.
I don't think it's weird when you're married or in a couple to share your location. Like,
but I think it's weird to require it.
It's weird to require it.
That's what I'm saying.
But like, to me, like my partner and I, we do that just because if something happens, like it's nice
right.
and to like know. But
how often do you check it though?
No, not off. It's like right. if it's just you kind of know it's there if you need it.
But she was the one who said do it.
Yeah. So yes, that is creepy about it. But y'all,
he
remember
did cheat.
Last season when he cheated on her with what's her name? The woman who looked like
Florian coming after my kitty.
Password. It's the woman who looked like
pyramid. You mean?
Yeah, I got it now. The woman who looked like a real. Speaking of botched, a botched Gina Gershon.
Oh, she was something. Florian want my honey.
Remember Gina Gershon in Riverdale?
Yes.
She was like one of the few good things about that show. You'll come at us if you're still watching Riverdale.
We're not.
Listening to River Mails. Let us know if there's gay shit. And not between Kevin and the other gay guy. We want Archie and...
No, that's never going to happen.
We want Archie and not Dagwood. Not...
Jughead?
We want Archie and Jughead gay shit.
It's not going to happen.
That's what we want.
So they are packing, and this is when they really get into it. And
Darcy and Georgie are packing.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he's like, she's like, glad that we could put things aside when the girls were here.
So it starts, Darcy's like, I want to thank you, yeah, for that. And she's like, I don't want to give up on us. I feel like it's love. And our arguments are over just petty stuff, and we keep spiraling into arguments. So Darcy's telling us the pattern here. But Georgie says to her, he says, lately, I feel like you're killing the love.
You killed the love.
And Darcy says, I never want you to feel that way. Well, and I'm like, okay.
He said, this is how it makes me feel. She gets offended by that.
And that's a big problem of Darcy. And that's what I thought was shitty of Darcy.
She's going to say that it's wrong you feel that way.
What I saw in this was Georgie literally trying to open up to her and
right.
tell her, and she came back and gaslighted yeah. him.
He said, you like to make everybody less than you. And
I think Darcy, this is what I think Darcy, y'all, Darcy's a control freak.
Yeah, he read her for filth.
She's trying
and
to control.
I liked it.
She's trying to control everything. That makes Georgie... Darcy doesn't mean to make him feel insecure, but it makes him feel insecure.
Less than. Yep.
And instead when Georgie said, you make people feel insecure, Georgie should have said, I feel insecure.
Right.
Like, I honestly think a good couples therapist could totally fix this, because you're right. It's they don't communicate to each other at all.
I'm going to amend that and say they would need a good couples therapist, and then Darcy would need to be with her own therapist.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, it would be.
But here's and I know Jesse was a fucking narcissist.
Yeah. And Tom was terrible.
Tom just wanted to be famous and completely took advantage of her. And we also, Darcy doesn't take responsibility in any of her relations until after it falls apart.
That's very true.
She never in the moment says, I could have done this. Da-da. Afterwards, she'll take some responsibility, but she always blames the guy.
She also says in this, and this I just can't really understand how this is helping. She said, the only person I can go to for this is your ex.
And
she says, I could walk away and I deserve better.
And that's when
this
I went.
This is threatening.
And this,
y'all, this is
really
not what you do in a relationship when you're having problems.
I know it's not that far, but Georgie did. He moved away from everything.
Yeah.
He has no friends, nothing. That's where he was like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Nothing is convenient for me.
He moved
I don't
to
even
Connecticut.
Want to be here.
It's not convenient. Yeah.
And Darcy says, you're so closed off emotionally. And I went, he's closed off because he just opened up to you. You
right.
didn't validate.
You threw it back in his face.
You didn't validate anything he's saying. So he's going to be closed off because he says later, I don't trust you.
Y'all, he throws that at her and it makes, she's like, she has a glitch completely with that.
And then she says, you have so many insecurities. Your ex-wife even says you have so many insecurities. And now I'm starting to see it. And I went, Darcy, this is gross.
And then he's
trying. This is viperish. Like, you're trying to just make him feel less than.
Then she's saying things like, you're love bombing me, blah, blah, blah.
That's gaslighting him.
Yeah. I felt really bad for him.
I felt really bad for Georgie.
Yeah.
Y'all come at us. Maybe we're seeing something we're not, and I'm sure something will come out and say that, like, Georgie's like taking her for money and making
her
look like assholes.
I'm going to be a boss, babe. I'm going to go. I'm gonna girl boss. Boss.
So
babe.
Instead of feeling the feelings and actually processing what's happened, Darcy has to jump
time
to
for myself.
Like Poodle always says, I'm the hero, you're the villain, yeah. I'm right, you're wrong.
And I'm gonna embark on a journey like never before.
I'm gonna come back a new me, and I'm doing it from the inside out. Doing it from the inside out.
Jesus.
But that nose is really gonna help.
So y'all, they're leaving.
I'm going to Turkey and you're gonna get a whole new Darcy, and it doesn't just start with my face.
They are there, and of course they say that, oh, we're matching. They have already arranged this completely.
What do they call it?
Twin tuition.
Twin tuition. I'm sure they did, but also that happens a lot though in twins. They do wear the same things a lot.
So
my mom and my Aunt Karen wore the same things all the time.
They're not actual twins, though.
I know, but they lived in different parts of the country and bought each other the same Christmas presents.
Oh.
That happened like 5 times.
What's your Aunt Karen doing now?
She's dead.
Sorry.
She's died of cancer. Bless her heart. Very young.
They're out there. Stacey and Florian already know something's off with the energy of Darcy.
But this juxtaposition of Stacey and Florian just fucking making out
in masks, and they're just watching, and Stacey's like, can't tell if you're smiling, Georgie.
And Georgie's like, yeah, I'm smiling. And then Georgie, he basically says,
it's like we're friends now.
And that's, I just want to say, before they get, or Georgie says to the camera, and this makes sense, he says, I don't know what to feel anymore. It's so complicated. He's trying to think, I think, pretty rational. Like, well, if I work on this with Darcy, but y'all, like Poodle said, they need couples therapy, but Darcy needs at least like 3 years of good therapy.
She needs like a Sherpa to take her through.
Yes.
She needs like a life coach confidant.
Because
every moment.
Because Darcy, the saddest thing of all this, Darcy loves love, but she doesn't love herself.
Yeah.
And she's never going to find love until she can love herself.
She actually,
and like not just say it on a meme, but do like,
you know what she
love
needs?
All parts of herself.
Instead of a male therapist, she needs a tough lesbian therapist to cut through all the bullshit, to lay it out there for her. Almost a super cerebral therapist to say,
something.
What do you think? Give me an honest
answer. It's interesting with Darcy because, I mean, a male therapist could be good just because it could kind of co-create that pattern for her or recreate that pattern.
I think she'd just fall into it.
Well, but if a good therapist would then take that and use that in the room.
Yeah.
But it is interesting that Darcy has such issues with love when her relationship with her father seems so good. Isn't that interesting for you?
It is, but I think it's just one way. I think she loves her father, and
I don't know if it has to do with her brother passing away so quickly, but there's this, she's got abandonment issues, she's got so much, and they're out there hugging, and Georgie kind of says, this is what's sad to me, y'all. Georgie doesn't seem almost even angry anymore. He just seems, I'm done.
Yeah.
I just don't know what to do anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm just exhausted.
Yeah.
And he says, well, have a good trip. I hope you can have time for yourself and find what you want. And he says, be safe. And maybe I feel like hugging you is more like hugging a friend, which is the second worst thing you can say to Darcy. But Poodle,
friend zone.
What's the first worst thing you can say to Darcy in front of her sister?
Your sister looks younger than you.
Boy.
And that was said.
That was, he said,
Stacey's wearing a new skincare. You look younger than Darcy. No more wrinkles.
Darcy has more wrinkles than you.
Just like,
and you see Darcy just, she's just nodding that head.
Just bristle.
Yep.
Yep. Don't, never say Stacey is more blank than you, Darcy.
No.
Because it's not good. Not good.
They get in the car.
Older twin.
And Stacey immediately is like, what? Let's be friends. And Darcy's like, I don't want to get into it right now. I don't want to ruin the energy.
I'm ready to fly.
Because I'm free right now. I feel free.
Got some wings.
Ready to go. I don't want to be hurt. I don't want to be hurt by that man. I don't deserve that.
Ready to fly. Get on that big bird.
And it also shows them again, y'all, watch the 6 minutes on Discovery Plus. Even if you watch just, it shows them.
Wonder what that TSA
in the airport at the duty free shop.
Stop
just going crazy. Duty free. Oh yeah, we love it. And they're like, Darcy sprays herself with perfume like 10 times. And I'm
you
thinking,
know, it smells like freesia.
The poor person sitting by her on the plane. Stacy's just walking around in that big fur coat around the airport. Then they're late to the flight because they've been shopping and they're running to the airport. And
oh
Stacy's going,
God.
Gosh, Stace. It's gold. They're only like 6 minutes, y'all, and they're.
Oh,
they're the best.
So they're just absolute disasters wherever they go.
I love them because cut to Poodle and I are going to fly to a live show and almost
that's what
be
it's
late
be like.
To us. I'm telling you, I think we love them because we are them.
I don't know. I get nervous if you've seen me when I'm in an airport. I'm very.
So you've never been flirting with a hot straight guy at a bar and three drinks in and realize you almost missed your flight?
That's the show.
That's the show, everybody. That's it. Speaking of live shows, y'all, again, thank you so much for selling out of our show so quickly. Selling out our show in Los Angeles. More shows will come. We are finalizing details for shows in 2022. So stay on the alert for that.
The first two will be New York and Chicago.
One of the best ways for you to find out about that information is to obviously follow us on Instagram or Twitter. But y'all, you can sign up for our newsletter.
Yep, and an episode will be coming out.
And we'll let you know in the newsletter. We're going to try to be better about letting you know in advance. So we only email once a month for the newsletter, but we will do some pre-sale stuff and let you know when that's happening. So
and follow us if you're also curious. Besides the newsletter, follow us on our socials. Follow us on Instagram at @RealityGazePodcast. Follow us on Twitter at @RealityGazePod.
Yes, and if you are interested in pre-selling for the live shows, that anybody who's in Patreon or super cast,
you get pre-sale code
a couple of days before.
And so. I will say, we're doing bigger venues in the future.
But our
Patreon presale,
and
we only had about 50 tickets left.
They bought, yes. Yeah. So we're starting small. As Poodle said, it's the first fucking time.
First fucking time, so FFT.
We didn't know, honestly, we didn't know you'd come.
Yeah.
We didn't know you'd come.
It's also COVID,
so.
And also, y'all, we know things change. If COVID gets so bad again, we'll reschedule.
That's just the way things are. I don't want to kill your grandma. Not going to happen on my watch.
I don't know. She's probably a bitch.
All right. Let's go, y'all. Okay. You guys, we hope that you're having... And look, if you just want to live your days, and if your goal is to just find yourself in a duty-free shop, spraying yourself with perfume and a fur coat, there's one way to get that, Poodle, isn't it?
Yes.
Manifest it.
Lord help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister that comes between me and my man.
Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The lying designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this, but some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
Caboose? Men flock to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk-forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge.
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttily, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.